Let's hear from our good old friend from Ballinaclash, Stephen Kieran. Good morning to you, Stephen.
Declan, good morning.
Good morning. Every time you're on now, we get sort of people criticising you. And a lot of people don't like you.
Well, that's good. I'm glad the audience figures are going up. So must be doing something right.
Well, there you go. But anyway, it's probably because they don't agree with your views or whatever.
Well, that's fine. We live in a democracy. At least we're able to debate our views.
Indeed. Anyway, read out a text yesterday from a listener who said that you were on News Talk on a late night programme, and you said, well, all about social welfare and people should be living on butter vouchers. What was all that about?
Thanks, Declan. I appreciate the opportunity to set that correct. Your listener was actually incorrect in that I never said anything of the sort. And I should mention that the full interview is available on wicklowpolitics.com if anyone wants to actually listen to it. The programme was on for 2 hours. There was myself, there was Georgina Robinson of Gerry Keane's Coast Listers, and Seamus Dooley of the NUJ were on the panel. We discussed a number of things, and one of the things that came up was Joan Burton's announcement that there'd be a cut of €65 million in the fuel allowance, which I think you discussed yesterday. And during the conversation, the issue of vouchers was raised, but it wasn't by myself, it was actually by Georgina. And I think the audio clip on wicklowpolitics.com will actually show that it wasn't me. So I think your listener got me confused with the other panellist.
And what's butter vouchers got to do with it?
I'm not sure why she raised it. We were talking, obviously, in the whole area of welfare reform and also in welfare fraud, which is a big problem and something I've had an interest in for some time. I think it was crystallised in the last couple of weeks when it was announced that there would be cuts of 200 to 300 SMAs. And on the same day, the Irish Independent ran an interesting story which had reported that 2,000 prisoners were actually defrauding the welfare system as well, and that they were claiming while within prison. And actually, worse, there was 380-odd that were actually claiming welfare when they were on the run. And I did a quick calculation, and that it worked out that 19.96 million was being defrauded. And that particular number would pay for the salaries of 860 SMAs. So I had written a letter into The Independent, and I think News Talk had picked that up, which is why one of the reasons they invited me on last night. But it's something that overnight could be fixed. I mean, if I was in government now, I would be delighted if I learned that we could save 20-odd million. Because, as I said, not only could you reverse the cost of 200 SMAs, overnight you could pay for an additional 660.
Right, okay. Well, you've set the record straight and got your views out. So, I hope you're okay with that now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I appreciate the opportunity. Thank
you so much. Okay. All right, Stephen. Thanks very much indeed.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye to you. Thank you. Stephen Kieran there, the prolific texter and letter writer and listener to all sorts of media in Ballinaclash.